Good morning. This is Scott Woodard from the Oakland Church of Christ. This morning's message is the parable of the sower. We'll be reading from Luke 8, verses 4 through 15. When a large crowd was coming together, and those from the various cities were journeying to him, he spoke by way of a parable. The sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell beside the road, and it was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the air ate it up. Other seed fell on rocky soil, and as soon as it grew up, it withered away, because it had no moisture. Other seed fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up with it and choked it out. Other seed fell into the good soil, and grew up, and produced a crop of 100 times as great. And he said these things. He would call out, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." His disciples began questioning him as to what this parable meant. And he said, "To you it has been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to the rest it is in parables, so that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand." Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. Those beside the road are those who have heard. Then the devil comes and takes away the word from their heart, so that they will not believe and be saved. Those on the rocky soil are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no firm root. They believe for a while, and in time of temptation fall away. The seed which fell among the thorns, these are the ones who have heard, and as they go on their way, they are choked with worries and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to maturity. But the seed in the good soil, these are the ones who have heard the word in an honest and good heart, and hold it fast and bear fruit with perseverance. We are to go and sow the gospel message. This seed of the gospel is the all-important truth that Jesus is God's Son, who came to this earth to take our punishment for our sin so that we can know God's forgiveness, adoption into His family, and eternal life with Him. As we have shared the gospel with others, we may sometimes feel like we failed when their response was not immediate. This parable explains how that the seed will be received and how those that hear will respond. Jesus teaches us that some people will not hear and that the message is not always welcomed. If we will open our heart, receive the seed, and allow it to take root, it can change us and give us the ability to live with God throughout all eternity. The world can distract us, preventing us from receiving the seed. It is so easy for us to allow the seed to be choked out by life's pressures and responsibilities, pain and disappointments. Interestingly, manure improves the quality of the soil. So as we have hard times in life, the manure, the loss that grieves us, these can enrich the soil of our heart and grow our faith. Experiences that we would never choose for ourselves and times of trial will produce endurance and the ability to help relate to others that may experience various trials like ours. Continue to cultivate the soil with God's Word so that when life throws those difficult times at you, then you will be able to produce fruit. We want to invite you to come and worship with us at the Oakland Church of Christ on the west side of Athens, Alabama. We are located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, just off of New Cut Road. Our times of service are Sunday morning, Bible study at 9:30 a.m., with Bible classes for all ages and worship service at 10:20. We meet again on Sunday afternoon at 5 p.m. and on Wednesday at 7 p.m. for Bible study. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day, and God bless.